I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Jack gone, I can finally say some things that need to be said. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Jack had a thing, so we had to boogie before we recorded this here podcast. But that's actually, it's a great opportunity. Not to badmouth Jack, but to talk up appetizers. Now, Katie, you don't know this probably, but Jack and I have had a long-running and bitter dispute. I really like appetizers. Okay. If I'm out to eat or whatever, he's got, like, he's a member of ISIS. He's got this militant anti-appetizer belief. It's stupid. Just have the meal. Just have the meal. You don't need to have appetizers. And anyway, I won't go any further because, again, we're not bad-mouthing him.
Okay.
And his insane and unsupportable, some would say idiotic beliefs. But Jack is anti-appetizer. I, on the other hand, love appetizers. And in fact, Judy and I went to a breast cancer fundraiser just last night. And I bought, at probably excessive cost, but it wasn't a purchase, it's a donation. I bought an appetizer of the month club membership. Okay. In which some of the gifted chefs associated with this community, slash it was a golf club, they deliver to your home like a gourmet appetizer once a month.
Oh, I love this. On a date you agree with.
Oh, I know.
That's awesome.
I know. So, like, I'll say, yeah, can we do it this coming Friday? And they'll say, absolutely. And they'll show up with, like, this brilliantly crafted stuffed mushrooms or something like that. It's a great excuse to have, like, friends over for a glass of wine and stuff, and we get the credit.
Oh, that is so cool.
No, I know it.
Okay. So what kind of things do they offer? So stuffed mushrooms, obviously. Are there other...
Yeah, I realize that this the very term has a negative connotation, but I don't know why. They did like a super delicious cheese ball. One of those big cheese balls. You dig in with the knife and put it on crackers, but it was like home-crafted cheese ball.
Those are good. I love a good cheese ball, so yeah. That sounds awesome to me.
Yeah, and a friend of ours actually bought this last year, and I can't remember what else. There was like a shrimp thing and... various canapes, whatever that is. Just super yummy, like gourmet appetizers.
Yeah, see, this sounds like money well spent to me. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and particularly, it was several hundred dollars. Again, it's a donation, not a purchase. But when you look at what you spend to, like, go out for a nice dinner now, especially if you have a bottle of wine or something like that, holy crap. So anyway, I'm happy to contribute. Judy, actually, she quilted a thing, a golf cart seat cover that fits, like, custom fits around the little what do you call it, the hip rest things to keep you from sliding off the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so we made a nice donation, too. It was a nice, nice fundraiser. Anyway.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Came across this article, playground bullies do prosper and go on to earn more in middle age. This is a 5-decade study. That's thorough.
Yeah.
It was Brits. Children who displayed aggressive behavior at school, such as bullying or temper outbursts, are likely to earn more money in middle age, according to a 5-decade study that upends the maxim that bullies do not prosper. Any reaction to that, Katie?
Off the top
of your head.
I can kind of see where they're going with this, because the people that are more outspoken maybe going further in business rather than the meek that get picked on. I can see that.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons I'm so militant about in schools not making little boys act like little girls. Nor should you make little girls act like little boys. Let them be themselves. But the idea that you're to sit still and be quiet and just like the girls are doing. Because as a youth coach, mostly in soccer, I coach baseball and softball a little bit too, but observing the difference between boys and girls, and then I coached 8-year-old boys, 10-year-old boys, 12-year-old boys, that sort of range. And then 14-year-old girls was the oldest I ever coached. But I would watch 10-year-old boys, and there are like 15 guys on the team, right? So it's a nice like selection of different sorts of human beings. Mm-hmm. And you could see, okay, that kid is going to be a dynamic leader. But at age 10, he's obnoxious.
Okay.
Because he has the tool, but he doesn't know how to wield it properly.
That's a great point. Yeah.
I wish I'd thought about this more, but I could give you more examples of just they're all diamonds in the rough. I mean, some of them are probably going to end up in jail or beating their spouse or something like that. I mean, not everybody's a diamond, but they're too much of everything. But that's how you end up, I think, with a good man. It's very rare that a meek, well, no, I don't want to overstate this because some people are just introverts. But we need to get back to boys will be boys. And that saying has been perverted to mean allegedly so they can do anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's not what that saying means at all. It means you have to put up with the excesses of boyhood to end up with good men. Now, I like abhor bullying, but go ahead.
No, I like what you said, too, about they have the tool, they just don't know how to use it yet. Because you might see a leader in this 10-year-old, but that not yet. Because right now they don't know.
Yeah, they're loud and obnoxious.
Yeah.
Or they bully, for instance. Now, some bullies remain bullies, and they're a-holes, and I hate them, and I hope they go to prison. But some people, you know, this if I haven't told this story in ages. I remember the first time I told this story. Now, Gladys, do you play the harp when I'm looking back at telling a story about looking back?
Yeah, she's here for
you.
Or
do you play the harp twice, or how does that work? Doesn't matter.
Just go ahead and start talking.
So I was having this argument with a frenemy.
Okay.
I was like the pitcher on the baseball team, the high school baseball team, and he was the catcher, and he was a really good catcher, really good ball player. But he and I had this like two alpha dogs thing going on, and so there was respect and all, but we clashed. We clashed a fair amount, and we got into it one time verbally. And he said to me, and I wish I'd written the quote down. He said something like, I'm not even going to get into it with you because you'll cut me to bits.
Okay.
And I thought, he sees my verbal ability as a tool of meanness and cruelty. And I thought, I don't want to be that guy ever again. I don't want to. I mean, unless somebody's got it coming. I decided, okay, I have the ability to hurt people with words. I am never going to do that to an innocent victim. And maybe I've lapsed at times of loss of temper or what have you in the intervening years. But I've never thought of myself. Part of it is I never thought of myself as a bully because I would never hurt anybody physically.
Right.
But I realized at that moment he views me as some sort of verbal bully. And I thought, I'm not going to be that. And so, and I hate that this is painful for me to admit that I might have kind of been that quote unquote bully who then grew up to not be a bully as an adult.
That's interesting. Cause when you said when you quoted what he said, I heard it as like you have more of a verbal ability than him. Not that you're cruel with your words, but that you could verbally take him if you guys were to get into an argument.
Right, right. I guess the subtlety of it is I always saw it as like winning an argument as opposed to leaving a victim.
Okay.
It's like the typical adolescent. It was self-centered. I looked at it from my point of view. I win. And I spanked him and sent him running.
Yeah.
But I hadn't developed the compassion to really see it from the other person's perspective. And like I say, if it's somebody trying to, for instance, you know, like push experimental sex change procedures on children, I'll rip them apart if I can. I will turn every skill I have full blast for the kid's sake.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, no, nobody who doesn't have it coming. I just won't do that.
Yeah, anyway. And recognizing that about yourself, too, is a big thing. Because I have a very similar, I like to call it a sharp tongue, especially when I'm upset.
I can't picture that at all. What?
Yeah, no, I don't have that one bit. But I that's something that I've been working on my whole life, is realizing, like, yo, Kate, cool it. Because I know that once it takes off, bad news bears.
Right. Yeah. You don't punch everybody who deserves it.
Yeah.
And you don't, you know, strip them naked with your verbiage if they don't deserve it either, even though you can.
And when they do, though, oh, is it fun.
So now the temper outburst thing is interesting. They found an increase in teachers' observations of conduct problems, such as temper outbursts or bullying or teasing other children, was associated with an increase in earnings of nearly 4% of any given rise in conduct problems for boys or girls. That compares to a 6% rise for higher cognition skills. And so as a measure of who's going to do well, at least financially, and oh boy, now that I think about it, that's an interesting way to measure this. Anyway, but being like hot-tempered is almost as good an indicator of being successful in life as being smart.
Yeah. Based off how they put it, yeah.
Yeah, wow. It's 4% to 6%. Well, I guess you could say it's 50% more likely, but you see my point. Further analysis showed that by age 16, those with conduct problems were more sociable as teenagers and were more likely to smoke and be arrested at some point in their lives.
Oh, well, there's that.
Wow. So is it just being more dynamic in general? I do not know.
Yeah.
They point out many people, many successful people have had various problems in school, like Winston Churchill, various folks expelled, suspended, who ended up being famous or successful or what have you.
Well, like in today's news, I mean, look at Trump. He's considered a bully. He's probably been like that his whole life.
Yeah, I think he's still a bully. Yeah. It's one of the things I don't particularly like about him. But
I was thinking about Steve Jobs. Genius, but I've heard he was a complete bully.
Oh,
I've heard
right?
that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I was picturing his youth. But, yeah, running Apple, he was. He absolutely was. Yeah. You know, maybe this boils down to, and this is an old, old message, don't make kids sit still and be quiet and all act the same, because they're not the same. There's a cynical view of education, that modern education exists purely to turn people into rule-following drones. And, you know, I certainly hope that's, I know a lot of gifted teachers, and that's not what they're trying to do, but just to whatever extent that's what's happening, resist that. Ugh.
Yeah. A big yuck.
Yeah, we need more kids who end up smoking and getting arrested. Because the other ones will be Winston Churchill. I think that's our takeaway here. What? Something like that?
Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Well, I guess that's it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.